I'm going to sort of go through a lot of things quickly, which is sort of like my pace. I have nothing to disclose, and I want you just to recognize the population pyramids. Obviously, we're going to be changing dramatically from what used to be called the age pyramid to the age rectangle. And the red area is where the baby boomers are, and I think probably many people in this room might be around that age. But what's really important is to say that 1 in 5 people will be over 65 from the year 2030 to the year 2050. And that's quite a doubling of the population since the year 2000. So we care about people at all ages, but you know, it's going to be a huge change in people living longer, and this is the part we've been working on. The Interagency Forum on Aging-Related Statistics is one of two forums that the federal government brings together many federal agencies to put data together from national surveys, for example. I work on the aging one, and many other colleagues work on the children one, but we both look at the same indicator, which has to do with air quality. So I just wanted to show that over time we've been improving the percentage of people who are exposed to poor air contaminants that could actually cause many other poor health outcomes, including cardiovascular disease. Where you live really matters, and if you can see California here, Southern California, you know, these are counties that are shaded that have had poor air quality during some period during the year 2010. And so it does matter where you live, and you could have zero heart risk factors for heart disease and still, because of where you live, be exposed to contaminants that could end you up in the hospital or dead. In the Children's Health Indicators, they did an update, I think was mentioned this year, and they do a little bit of different data, but they also show, I wanted just to put the ETS, environmental tobacco smoke, and show over time how that's happened. Those are the indicators in the children's book. Heart disease, as has been mentioned earlier, really affects every single age group across the lifespan, and it affects women more than men. And it actually, there have been estimates that there's about 50 to 60,000 excess deaths attributed to air pollution, but there's been others that have modeled that said it could be as much as 100,000 people that have died due to air pollution. What's, I think, really amazing is that cardiovascular disease kills more women than the next 7 causes of death combined, and more than men. And obviously, just like there are with many health diseases, equity is a huge problem, so minorities suffer most and die sooner. So that's why we're piggybacking on the National Prevention Strategy. Does everyone know about the National Prevention Strategy that's part of the Affordable Care Act that the Surgeon General is leading? Well, there was a Million Hearts campaign at HHS, and you know, they've got their ABCs of blood pressure and cholesterol and so forth, but we said, hey, what about the environment? So we're trying to add the letter E to the Million Hearts campaign and target our health prevention to people, women and men, but mostly older women, living with heart disease right now, and also educating the population of people who could be at risk. We also want to educate healthcare professionals, and we've done a number of webinars, and again, Susan and Wayne have been very instrumental in all of that outreach. We still have 124 million people in 2010 living in counties with poor air quality. It's a lot of people. You know, we're 314 million people, so that's an awful lot of people that are exposed to one of the 6 principal air pollutants. And the two that we're most concerned about for cardiovascular disease, also COPD and asthma, are ozone and particulate matter. So again, I just mentioned about educating health policymakers. I think, you know, some of the policy has to do with court order deadlines for some new developments on standards on particulate matter, and also lawsuits that sometimes try to block the EPA from doing its job as part of the Air Quality Act. So again, I mentioned it was going to complement the Green Heart campaign, the Million Hearts campaign is, and reduce, you know, the goal of the Million Hearts campaign is to reduce heart attacks by 1 million people over the next 5 years. We are going to be focusing in February on heart disease and the environmental effects too. So we'll have information for all of you who might be interested, and you can let me know afterwards if you want to be on our monthly listserv that will share information and materials to educate folks about this at the community level. We have a really simple tool, Air Quality Now, airnow.gov. And this is information that you can be found even in your USA Today if you're staying at some hotel in the area that lists the air quality index. And it shows for multi pollutants, you know, both PM and ozone,